Let's go to one of the most talked about contests in the midterms in Texas. Republican Senator Ted Cruz just held on to his seat in the challenge from the progressive Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke. In his victory speech, Cruz said he realized millions of people were inspired by O'Rourke.
Let me say to all of those who worked on his campaign, all of those who were inspired, that I am your senator as well. My responsibility is to represent every Texan.
Okay, and Beto O'Rourke vowed to work with Cruz and also thanked his supporters during an emotional concession speech last night.
It is the greatness to which we aspire and the work that we're willing to put into it to achieve it, by which we will be known going forward. And this campaign holds a very special place in the history of this country every day going forward. And you have made that possible.
Let's bring in political scientist Sean Theriault at the University of Texas in Austin. Sean, we spoke to you during our election road trip. I was sitting with you at a park in Austin. Now we've got you at a distance. But what's your sense of what happened in Texas? It was pretty close, but Beto did not win.
That's right. It was closer than even the polls were suggesting it would be. But what we're seeing is it's a good day for Democrats in Texas. It's not a great day, of course, because that would be a Beto win. But it's a good day.
Yeah, well, but what kind of a day is it for Ted Cruz? Because, you know, he holds a unique position. He was somebody that during the campaign, a then candidate Donald Trump vilified, and he was seen as sort of becoming a lapdog for Trump in order to win this election. I mean, what's his? He won, and you know that's all he probably wants to know. But what's his standing now?
Yeah, that's right. So he won, and that's what matters most to him. I mean, if he had lost yesterday, his political career, I think, in essence, would be over. But because he won, he lives to fight another day. And with Trump being president, and presumably he runs for re-election in 2020, we're a ways away from thinking about the next steps for Ted Cruz. And as if we've learned anything in the era of Trump, that a month is a lifetime. So there'll be we'll hear from Ted Cruz again, I suspect.
Now, even though O'Rourke came up short, he is credited with helping carry Democrats in other races in Texas. Republican Pete Sessions, the House Rules Chairman, lost his seat in the 32nd Congressional District to Democrat Colin Allred. How big a deal is that?
Yeah, it's a big deal, right? Not only did Pete Sessions go down, but then John Culberson in Houston went down. I mean, both of these districts are these districts that we've been talking about being Hillary Clinton districts, where you have an educated population who are particularly turned off to the Trump message, especially over the last couple of weeks of the campaign.
Now, well, there are other races in Texas. One was the 21st Congressional District. The Republican Chip Roy, who worked for Ted Cruz, defeated the Democrat Joseph Kopser. So just what color is Texas now? I mean, it's red, but is it more of a
purplish
red? I mean, what's happening?
I think purplish red is exactly the right thing. I mean, it's important to note that there were 10 races that were decided yesterday for the House of Representatives where the margin was less than 10 points, right? So if Beto could have driven that turnout machine up just even a little bit more, we would be talking about the Democrats picking up 3, 4, 5, 6 seats, maybe even in Texas. And that kind of result would firmly put Texas in the purple category. But as it is, right, the election results last night indicate that it's slightly more purplish shade of red than it was before, but no doubt it's still red.
But Republicans won every statewide office in Texas.
But by much smaller margins that they won 4 years ago, right? So a couple of the races, even for the statewide, were within 5 points. I mean, granted, almost only counts in a couple of different instances, but they're a heck of a lot closer than they were 4 years ago or even 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. To quote another Texan, Dan Rather, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, which was he was quoting somebody else. But anyway, Sean, what about Beto 2020? People are waiting for him to start making an announcement about running for president.
Right. So I suspect that Beto has a future and he can determine what that future is going to be. I suspect for the next 6 months or so, he's going to stay in El Paso. He's going to help raise his kids again. He's going to reconnect with his family. And then I think that he's going to have to look himself in the mirror and figure out what the next best step is. I mean, it could be 2020 or it could be sitting out for a while. I mean, he's a young guy, so he could sit out 2020 and maybe 2024 or maybe run for governor in 4 years. But definitely with the result last night and the way that he galvanized the Texas population and really the Democrats around the country, he certainly has a future in politics if he wants a future.
Sean, just we only have about a minute here. What's the feeling like there in Texas outside of exhaustion? I mean, everybody's eyes were on Texas.
That's right. Right. So exhaustion is a good thing. And the Democrats in Texas, I would say that they're feeling OK. Right. They could have felt great with two or three more points, but they feel OK. Republicans, I think, are sweating a bit after the results from last night. And they recognize that at some point demographics is going to catch up and Texas is going to become competitive. But that was at least put off a little bit by the results that happened last night.
I just feel bad for all those people on TV who had to use the maps, the interactive maps. And they're so used to knowing all the Florida counties. But last night they had to know all the Texas counties, too.
That's a big state.
Right. Wasn't it great listening to John King actually talk about Texas counties? That hasn't happened as long as I've been in Texas. And that's 20 years.
All right. Sean Theriault, political scientist at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you.
You're welcome.